And happening now in Atlanta, Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is on this witness stand at a misconduct hearing about her relationship with a prosecutor. Willis is overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case against former President Trump. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
What Trump and his co-defendants are seeking is for her and her entire office to be removed from prosecuting the case and the indictment dismissed entirely. Now, I've spoken to a number of experts none of whom believe that the indictment is going to be dismissed over this, but the judge has indicated there are concerns about the relationship and the allegations that she potentially financially benefited. And she denies any allegations of misconduct and denies that she has a conflict of interest.
Kansas City police say yesterday's deadly shooting at the Chiefs victory rally was due to a dispute between several people and not terror related. Several people are in custody. Authorities at Malmstrom Air Force Base have lifted the shelter in place following an active shooter alert. No one was injured. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After months of speculation, Eric Hovde's campaign spokesman confirms the Republican will announce his plans next week to run against Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde ran for Senate in 2012 and lost to Tommy Thompson in the primary. There might be two special elections in Wisconsin this year, but where would they be? The legislature passed Governor Evers' political maps bill this week, with an amendment to keep them from taking effect before the November campaigns. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard.
People would be running in districts that everyone has agreed are gerrymandered, that are not fair and representative of the people in their communities.
Speaker Robin Voss might face a recall election this year, and Lena Taylor created an opening in the Senate when she left to be a Milwaukee judge. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Graduate student workers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are demanding paid family and medical leave. The Teaching Assistants Association, the union representing UW-Madison grad student workers, sent a letter with over 700 signatures to Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin Wednesday. They also held a rally where they gave out Valentines with personal stories about grad students and faculty struggles to start a family while working for the university. Campus officials say they are committed to offering paid parental leave and will work with the UW system and the state to advance that goal. American Girl is closing their corporate offices in Middleton. They're laying off about 30 employees starting this Friday. American Girl was founded in Middleton in 1986 and was sold to toy giant Mattel in 1998. Earlier this month, an investment group urged Mattel to sell off the American Girl brand to boost stock prices. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hitting the mid-30s. We've got a blustery northwest wind gusting at 30 miles per hour, though, knocking our temperatures back to feeling about 10 degrees cooler. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albo from noon until 3 on Friday. Join us for a week in review and a look ahead to sports this weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live statewide from City Deck Landing in Green Bay at WGBW. Great to have you with me on this Valentine's Day. You're all my Valentines tonight. Aunt Carla is weighing in. Our question, you can still get in on this if you want. Who is your celebrity Valentine? And Aunt Carla from Baraboo says Jake Ryan from 16 Candles. And that's interesting because Jake Ryan, just really handsome actor, he kind of went away after 16 Candles. And Matt Dillon's career, incidentally, was on the rise. They kind of look alike. And I wonder if he was a victim because Matt Dillon had this great career. I don't know. But the guy, I think he was selling cars or something. I watched one of those Where Are They Now things. Yeah, or something. Or he just got this kind of, the business left a bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he just bailed. And that happens sometimes. But he's still kind of an icon because that movie is so popular. So Aunt Carla, Conrad, don't tell Uncle Carla, but Aunt Carla has a big crush on Jake Ryan. And she might be able to get him now. He's just a regular dude. I'm just saying, go in and price a new Subaru, and he might be your guy that's trying to sell to you. This is National Organ Donor Day, too, people.
Really?
Yeah. You ever donate an organ?
No, I have not, but I did go to get tested to do that, but I didn't have the right blood match.
Oh, really? Okay. I've donated several organs in my life.
Seriously?
Yeah. Mostly pipe organs. I like to keep the smaller ones. Hi-oh! Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
And it's Pete.
It is National Organ Donor Day. Doug Heim is with me here. He is the author of My Reality TV Show. There's another part of the title that escapes. My Reality TV Show, Doug Heim's Amazing, Crazy, Unbelievable True Life Stories. You've definitely got some cool ones. You are kind of at a Green Bay institution here with just some of the stuff you've been telling me that you've done. You grew up 8 blocks from Lambeau Field, but it sounds like you weren't a Packer fan. Have you come around on that?
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really a football fan.
Okay.
I'm a Packer fan.
Okay.
I've always been a Packer fan.
Right.
But football, early on when I was like 10 years old, I was very limited on my knowledge of football. I knew what a quarterback was. I knew what the end zone was, the line of scrimmage, the obvious. But that was, I didn't understand why. Well, there's a third down, first down. What's going on?
That's how I am when I listen to announcers on TV. I love to watch pro football. But when they start talking about A gaps and B caps and bumps and tugs and runs, I'm just like lost. And I just sit there and smile like an idiot and go, I really don't care. That was a nice pass, you know. But so we were talking about this dance floor you created, the lighted dance floor. And I find that fascinating. And you say they're still selling today.
Well, where we left off, I told you that China was selling these floors for $50,000 for a dance floor. People were renting lighted dance floors at the tune of $10,000 an evening just to have it for an event. And I said, wait a minute, I got to check into this. So I did, and come to find out these lighted dance floors from China are all very high tech, complicated. They're problem prone. They're thick, meaning some of the dance floors were anywhere from 4 to 12 inches thick or high to step onto. And I thought, well, I think I can come up with something better than that. So I went to the drawing board and I built a dance floor system. But I have to tell you, it wasn't the answer. I built a floor system. It was 4 inches thick. The panels were 3 feet by 3 feet. And I had problems with electrical connections between the floor panels and so forth. And I rented the floor out for a while. But I went back to the drawing board and I came up with a whole different design and got that patented. The floor is less than an inch and a half thick. All LED lighting. It's a DMX light fixture.
Now you're talking like techno stuff that probably.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's.
Just sounds really cool to me.
Here's the untechnical stuff.
All right.
We built these things in my garage, and we hand the first dance batch of dance floors were all made by hand, router by hand, mass produced all these parts. But after a time, I built some machines that would mass produce the parts and pieces so we could assemble floors much more quickly. And now to just zoom through time, my floors now are all being manufactured in Michigan by the Amish.
It's so cool that you can say my floors. All right. So, Doug, what we do on this show typically, we talk about show business. We talk about movies and TV and music and theater and all kinds of stuff. So I want to know, when you're done with all of your inventing and book writing and all that stuff, what do you watch on TV? What's Doug Heim watching on TV?
Oh, I watch whatever my wife wants to watch. I watch Say Yes to the Dress. I watch my 600-pound sister.
Somebody else just was telling me about that show. It sounds so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Is it two sisters that are both like 600 pounds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you'd need a much more reinforced dance floor for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Is that a bad joke? Are they not? No, I hear it's a tragic story. Like, and that's unbelievable, but it's supposed to be really inspiring, too.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
You know.
So what else?
What else? What?
What do you watch? What do you binge watch?
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
When my wife falls asleep, I'll watch old reruns of The Twilight Zone, things of that sort.
Are you allowed to do things without your wife's permission?
I'm just curious. Absolutely.
As long as you clear it with her first.
She's listening right now, you know.
Hello, Doug's wife. What's your wife's name?
Char.
Char. Nice to meet you, Char. Char, I think you need to text in and say something about Doug's appearance or what you're watching or who your celebrity Valentine is. I know you love Duggers, but everyone has a celebrity crush. It's okay. And have you seen any of the Oscar movies, Doug?
No, I nope. can't say okay. I have. And there's one I want to see is Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Really good.
Yeah.
Have
you
really
seen
good,
it?
I have. I think I've got two left to see before the Oscars. So I just saw American Fiction last week. It was really good. I did see Oppenheimer and Barbie last summer. Enjoyed both of them. You know what I've been into lately, Doug, is the Fargo series. There's 5 seasons of them on Netflix. The Coen brothers are the executive producers. They are all so well done. And they're very Midwest, as you probably know. But
I love the movie.
Movie was good.
But I'm not familiar with the series.
The series is excellent. It's a new cast every year and a new kind of caper. I love the movie. I think I love the TV series better. And that's saying something because the movie was Oscar nominated.
Interesting.
But yeah. So in a few minutes, folks, you're not going to want to miss this. I've got an old interview I'm going to air that I did with Taylor Swift back in 2010 when she was filming the movie Valentine's Day. I'm going to play that for you guys. She's such a great kid. And then later in the hour, Jorge Reyna will be here. He is the host of Mad Unity, a great music show here on Civic Media that follows my show directly if you're in the Madison area. Okay, so you haven't seen too many of the movies, it sounds like, but do you like... we're going to give you the quiz, weren't we? Conrad.
Yes.
Take a memo. You got to remind me of this stuff, buddy. Doug's hey, ready to quiz.
Conrad.
I was taking a powder. I'm sorry.
You took a powder. I tell you, this kid these days.
No need to apologize.
No, he can apologize. That's fine. So, Doug, this is a quiz. Conrad and I like to give people. It's called How Wisconsin Are You?
Yes.
Okay. And who's our champ, Conrad? You know? Is it Rachel?
If it's.
Or Aunt Carla?
It's, well, if we're talking about guests, I think it was Rachel. But if we're talking listeners and everyone, it is my Aunt Carla.
Okay. Fair
she
enough.
She got every single one.
She deserves it. She's a big supporter of the show. Papa Rico on the text line said he loved her in Far and Away. And I think he means, I don't know. Oh, Nicole Kidman was in Far and Away, I believe. Okay. Thank you, Papa Rico. Always nice to have some details. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here on Nightlight, Doug Heim is in the studio with us. We're talking about his book, My Reality TV Show, The Amazing, Crazy, Unbelievable True Life Stories. And Doug is kind of a Green Bay institution. He's been involved in media his whole life. Check out the book. You can find it on Amazon or anywhere you can buy books online. And now this Green Bay native is going to take our How Wisconsin Are You quiz.
Oh, boy.
So the pressure's on. Doug, you thought Jeopardy was hard? Saddle up, buddy. Here we go. All right. Have you ever been to a fish fry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Visited Lambeau Field?
Yes. Yes.
Eaten a Culver's Butter Burger?
Over, oh, of course.
Yes, okay. Batting 1,000 so far. Pumped gas at Quick Trip?
Yes.
Okay. You're on a roll, buddy. Boiled brats and beer?
Oh, with onions, yes.
Well, okay, nice. 5 for 5. Hunted deer?
No.
Okay. Owned a snowblower?
Yes.
Okay. Drank a spotted cow?
Oh, yes.
That's an enthusiastic yes from Doug. Eaten squeaky cheese curds.
Well, you mentioned beer. I always get excited.
You were nodding off until I mentioned the beer.
And yes, to cheese curds. Are you
okay,
kidding me?
Yes, to cheese curds. Went on vacation, quote, up north, end quote.
Up north.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Saw a concert at Summerfest.
Hey, yeah.
Saw a concert at Summerfest.
No.
No.
Well, wait a minute. Doug. My wife and I, we saw the Beach Boys.
You saw the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
So, yes.
Okay. That'd be a great concert to see at Summerfest. Tailgated at Miller Park.
Miller Park?
Or County Stadium. We'll accept that. Can we accept that, Conrad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Conrad.
Hated potholes with a passion.
No, I avoid them, so I don't hate them.
I mean, who loves potholes, right? All right. Watched Making a Murderer.
Oh, yes, I did. All 10. Yeah. I actually was glued to that thing after watching the first episode.
Yeah.
I had to see the rest. So,
to make it a musical. Eaten cherries in Door County.
Say again? I'm sorry?
Eaten cherries in Door County.
I have eaten cherries in Door County.
That a fella. Ridden on a Harley.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
But ridden. I wasn't the driver.
That's okay. That's okay. All right. Let's get through as many of these as we can. We're running out of time here. Been to the State Fair.
Yes.
Okay. Hated driving in Illinois. Let's just say yes.
Oh, Illinois. Hate Illinois driving in Illinois. even the roads are crummy.
Worn a Packers jersey to church.
No, I can't say I've ever done that. Because I don't. You got to go to a church, right?
Yeah. I'm going to stop this right here because it's an excuse to have you back, and we're running out of time. Thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. I appreciate it. Great to have you. Pick up Doug's book. I'll plug it again coming up next. But coming up next, Taylor Swift, my old interview with her. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the doll of Mrs. Princess who. Most I wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said,
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlights. A very special Nightlight, a Valentine's Day. Very special Valentine's Day episode of Nightlight, where you can tell us who your celebrity Valentine is. It's not too late to get in on this. We've had some great answers. I'm leaning towards Scarlett Johansson, Conrad. I don't know about you.
Becky Lynch.
Becky, I don't know her work. I have to be honest.
Yeah, she's a WWE superstar.
Superstar. I would say that scares me. That's too intimidating. I like low expectations. Then I can knock their socks off. That's a good one though. I like offbeat. That's cool. Like, I like that you said Kate McKinnon. Is it Becky Lynch?
Yeah, Becky Lynch.
Mine would be probably, so far out of what we've heard, Scarlett Johansson. I also like Jacqueline Bisset. She was a actress when I was younger, and she was in a movie called The Deep, and she was excellent, and she's kind of a classic beauty. That would maybe be my celebrity crush, only because my wife is not famous.
So you're not going Taylor Swift?
You know what? I thought about, you know what? It's a three-way tie. It's Taylor Swift, just because of the interview we're going to play shortly. Taylor Swift and Scarlett Johansson and Jacqueline Bisset.
Well, Travis Kelce's not going to be happy with you.
You know what? Let me tell you about Travis Kelce. I'm very close to taking that guy down. And I know he's a big, tall dude, but I don't know. Did you change your opinion of him a little bit when he bumped into Andy Reid during the Super Bowl?
No, just because I know it wasn't meant towards like anything after. Andy Reid said it wasn't anything bad or anything like that.
Don't you think he's protecting his player though?
He could be, but at the same time, he's a phenomenal football player.
He's great. I don't dislike him. I just thought that was kind of lame. But you know, I'm not a professional athlete. Has he been known to do that kind of stuff in the past?
I wouldn't say not. I mean, he's just very into the game, you know. I listen to his podcast every week, and I really enjoy it. So,
yeah, I hear he and his brother have a good podcast.
Yeah,
I was listening to a sports station, and they said that Andy Reid has really bad ankles, and they're surprised he didn't fall over when he got bumped. And I was like, oh, okay. That would have been a scene. So Doug Heim just left. He was nice enough to leave me a copy of his book. It's called My Reality Show, Doug Heim's Amazing, Crazy, Unbelievable True Life Stories. And he has definitely had an interesting life here in Green Bay and was behind or worked on several really cool things here in the area. So that was fun. I always like, I have a lot of people on the show that I already know that I've met over years doing what I do. And it's always fun to meet new people. I love having people, especially in the studio, that I know nothing about. So it was fun to have Doug here. Thank you to him. Jorge Reyna is coming up at the end of the hour to talk about his episode of Mad Unity, which airs every Wednesday night here on Civic Media. If you're in the Madison area, we'll welcome Jorge in just a little bit. Got another text here from the 414. Carmella, was that Doug's wife? Did he say
no?
No, that's a different. Char was his wife. Okay. Yeah. So from the 414, Carmella says, Pete, my celebrity crush is Brad Pitt, and not because he's a hunk, but because of his comedic roles he's taken on the last couple decades. My favorite roles he's in are Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Bullet Train, The Lost City, Inglourious Basterds, The Mexican, 12 Monkeys, and Burn After Reading. Boy, you certainly know his catalog, Carmella. Good for you. She says, she continues, of course, I appreciate his serious dramatic roles, but I love it when he can take on comedic roles the best, not taking himself so seriously. That's Carmella from Milwaukee. I would agree with that, Carmela. And what I usually, a lot of people ask me about acting and stuff like that. And, you know, they say, am I good looking enough? People have honestly asked me that several times. And I say, you know what? The best actors aren't necessarily the best looking people. They look like regular people. Tom Hanks, Michael Keaton. These are leading men. Harrison Ford. Not that they're not handsome, but they're not heartthrobs. Well, the Brad Pitt thing kind of throws that argument out. But I would say he's the exception to the rule. And it's the same with women. And maybe that's Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock. Like, they're attractive women, but not, they're not like crazy beauties.
Kate McKinnon?
Kate McKinnon? She needs to do a movie, dude.
Yes. She needs to do a whole catalog of movies. That would be great.
But that's a great text. And I loved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I love when Tarantino changes history and ends his movies the way he wants them to end. And that, of course, dealt with the Sharon Tate murders from Manson. And Tarantino, like only Tarantino can do, changed history in a big way. Here's another one from the 715. Selma Hayek. Yes.
Yes.
She's definitely a beauty. I couldn't even, like, Selma Hayek is so pretty, I couldn't even tell you if she's a good actor. I just kind of gloss over, and I don't even know what's happening because she's so pretty. So that can work against you as an actress, too. Remember that, kids. Okay, do we have time to do this? I'm looking forward to this all show. So this is about 14 years ago. I interviewed Taylor Swift. She was not Taylor Swift yet. I mean, she was Taylor Swift, but she was not Taylor Swift. I think you know where I'm going with this. And such a great kid. I want to play this. I dug it up so you can see how she's changed over the years. All right, go ahead, Conrad.
Taylor, thanks so much for taking time out today. How have you been?
I'm great, thanks. I'm totally into this game called pickleball.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's like for old people, but I like it.
Oh, that's so great. I've never heard of it, but I'll look for that game. So what else do you have going on these days? I know you have some albums and you seem like you're becoming really popular. What else do you have going on?
I'm just launching like a YouTube channel right now. It's totally cool. I mean, it'll probably never be as big as MySpace, but it's totally chill.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, we'll look for that. I've never heard of YouTube. That's so great, Taylor. Now, I hear you're doing a movie. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I am totally going to start acting from now on. I'm so done with singing. I mean, how far can that really take me, right?
I get it. So tell us a little bit about the movie you're doing.
Oh my God, yeah. It's called Valentine's Day, and it's directed by, well, I'm not sure, but he's old. And Julia Roberts is in it, and Jessica Alba, and Jessica Biel. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone in the movie is named Jessica, but it's totally cool. It's so fun because people can watch it every Valentine's Day from now on. It's going to be a big hit. And I totally just did this Hannah Montana movie, too. I think acting's really the way to go.
Huh, okay. Now, you have to kiss a guy in the movie, right? Taylor Lautner, do you have a boyfriend, and is he jealous about stuff like that?
My boyfriend is Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's totally not jealous because he knows I will always love him and we'll be together forever.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool that you're dating an actor.
Yeah, oh my God, he's the best. I totally like actors and the creative type of people. I could never really see myself dating like a big sweaty jock who's like a total bro, you know?
Wow.
What a great interview.
How times have changed, right? I mean, who would have ever thought? That's why I had to dig that out. Travis Kelce. So she was a sweet kid. 20 years old when we had that discussion. And I can't believe how many times I said, cool. What the hell was I doing? I don't know. So that's Taylor Swift. That's an exclusive. Listen, last night we broke the Travis Kelce, what was being said on the sideline to Andy Reid. We had the inside scoop. I broke that. And now, I mean, this is showbiz news like you can't get anywhere else, folks. And there's more of it on the way. We're going to talk about Silence of the Lambs and Wayne's World. Big day here on Valentine's at Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Emergency health care in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill in the legislature. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a permanent solution. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the postal service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. A firefighter who was seriously injured after a hovercraft crash in Beaver Dam Monday night has been released from the hospital. He was hurt after a training exercise on Beaver Dam Lake ended when they crashed into an island. Officials have not said why they crashed and are still investigating the incident. Two other firefighters were injured in the crash but were released by Tuesday morning. The Children's Museum of Rock County is calling for donations. They are just over halfway to their goal of fundraising $10 million. They're looking to open a permanent museum out of the First National Bank building in Janesville. They were originally set to open there last summer but couldn't due to a lack of funds. Currently, they can only hold pop-up events. The Children's Museum is also asking Rock County officials for $500,000 to help bring them to their goal. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Feeling marvelous? The cast for the Fantastic Four is officially in place. Marvel Studios announced that Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Reed Richards, and Evan Ross Bachrach will play the superhero quartet. Variety reports that Marvel is hoping to have the movie in theaters by July 2025, shortly after the release in May of 2025 of Thunderbolts. Captain America Brave New World will be released in February of 25, and Blade hits theaters in November of 2025. If you have anything left in your superhero tank, you can look forward to four more Marvel movies slated for 2026. That's a lot of green screen. Who can put the butts in the at-home seats? According to The Wrap, Jon Stewart. Stewart's return to The Daily Show brought record-breaking ratings to the tune of 1.85 million viewers. The audience even dwarfed guest host Al Franken's impressive numbers from last March. Just end it already, Stewart, and park yourself back in the host chair full-time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hitting the mid-30s. We've got a blustery northwest wind gusting at 30 miles per hour, though, knocking our temperatures back to feeling about 10 degrees cooler. Right now, it's 35.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Thanks for spending it with me. A collective Valentine goes out to all of you, as well as a box of chocolates. Remember that, folks. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's not really true. You're going to get chocolate. But it sounded good in the movie. Got a couple more texts here from the 818. Bridget says, Brad Pitt, of course. Like the question didn't even need to be asked. Here's a funny story about Brad Pitt. You ready for this, Conrad?
I'm ready.
My wife is a huge Brad Pitt fan. Back in the late 90s, I was coming back from doing a stand-up gig somewhere. I flew into O'Hare. I see at the newsstand Vanity Fair with Brad Pitt on it, so I pick it up from my wife to bring it home. He was in that vampire movie with Tom Cruise at the time. I bring it home. She's already bought the magazine on her way home from school. She was a teacher. So she's got two copies of the magazine, Vanity Fair. About a week later, my sister Molly comes over. We're hanging out. And I don't know if my wife went to bed or what. Molly's like, oh, this is the Brad Pitt article in Vanity Fair. I said, yeah, we get two of them. Take one of them. So I gave one to my sister Molly. My wife wakes up the next morning and is like, what happened to the other Vanity Fair? I'm like, I gave it to Molly. Why would you do that? Because we already have one. She wanted two. She wanted to keep both copies of Vanity Fair. That's how crazy women get about Brad Pitt. So we've got two of them on the text line tonight, and my wife is no different. Here's another text from the 608. We were kind of joking about Travis Kelce, but I kind of wasn't. Like, I thought he was sort of a little aggressive with his coach, with his elderly coach, really. But this texter says, from the 608 says, I agree with you. There is no excuse for that angry BS. Totally classless. And comments like your guests are why angry men can attack women and have lots of fellow brothers defend them. To clarify, the texter goes on, very offended by his giving a pass to Kelce. Many Swifties are cautioning their hero to get out of that relationship. Okay, first of all, I want to clarify, no one is really defending him. And he did not attack. This is a coach who weighs about 350 pounds. He did bump him. It was uncalled for, and he got in his face. I agree. That was not cool. But it's not like he did that to a woman. So I think we have to be careful how we classify that. I understand your point, but let's just be fair here. And let's be honest too. I know nothing about Travis Kelce. I know nothing about Taylor Swift, even though I interviewed her 14 years ago. We just played that. Papa Rico chimed in. Pete, that was awesome. Thank you, Papa Rico. And Papa Rico also says, how many celebrity Valentine pics do we get? I don't know. You get celebrities sending you Valentine pictures, Papa Rico. You're in good shape. But anyway, yeah, I know that's the thing we have to be careful with. We don't know anything about celebrities. You hear stuff and all of a sudden it becomes like fact. It's the same thing with politics. If I'm not there, I might have fun with rumors, but we have to chalk up what they really are. None of us really know. Travis Kelce could be the nicest guy in the world or the biggest jerk. I don't know. I know he's a good football player and he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And Conrad, you just heard that interview. I mean, I'm not saying Taylor Swift was into me back then. She's a good kid. She was a little young for me, frankly. But I don't know. It's so many years ago. We both moved on. But she was in the movie Valentine's Day. Let's have a little sampling of Taylor Swift's acting from said movie, Valentine's Day.
I think we should just, like, enjoy this time.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Did you like your gift?
I didn't open it yet.
You need to open it!
Wow. It's my track shirt.
Yeah, but I ironed on your lucky number on the back. 13.
But that's your lucky number.
You don't even like it?
No. No, I love it. I can't wait to wear it.
Try it on now, then.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
little uncomfortable taking my shirt off in public. But hey, I'll wear it later, okay?
Are you gonna carry it around all day?
Shut up.
Okay, that is Taylor Swift from the movie Valentine's Day that was directed by Gary Marshall, had a huge ensemble cast, a lot of A-listers in the film. And she was good. She wasn't a bad actor at all. The movie was really bad. It just was like, and Gary Marshall, I'm a huge fan of Gary Marshall. Created incredible TV shows, directed great movies, but that was not one of them. But it is Valentine's Day, so we thought we'd play it. It's also the anniversary of when the song Beat It dropped from Michael Jackson. And some other big things, too. The Silence of the Lambs and Wayne's World. Do we have we got some Silence of the Lambs, don't we, Conrad? Here's the scene where Clarice meets Dr. Lecter, played by Anthony Hopkins, and Clarice is played by Jodie Foster. Great scene between two great actors and a classic.
That expires in 1 week. You're not real FBI, are you?
I'm still in training at the Academy.
Jack Crawford sent a trainee to me.
Yes, I'm a student. I'm here to learn from you. Maybe you can decide for yourself whether or not I'm qualified enough to do that.
That is rather slippery of you, Agent Starling. Sit, please. Now then, tell me, what did Miggs say to you? Multiple Miggs in the next cell. He hissed at you. What did he say?
He said, I can smell your
breath.
I see. I myself cannot. You use Evian skin cream. And sometimes you wear L'Editon. But not today.
So creepy. And I don't mean Hannibal Lecter, I mean Conrad's dubbing. You sounded like you were out of breath when you yelled that. Breath! One of these days we're going to have to footnote. We're going to have to play that Letterman clip I played for you last night because it's just so funny. So that was Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs. A great film, Oscar nominated. I still, to this day, say my favorite Hannibal Lecter was Brian Cox in the movie Manhunter. And the investigating agent then from the FBI Behavioral Sciences was played by William Peterson, who played Will Graham. Excellent, excellent performance from William Peterson. Excellent performance from Brian Cox. Now, he had less to do. He had much less screen time than Anthony Hopkins, but he was so subtle and creepy. And Jack Crawford, the Jack Crawford character, was played by Dennis Farina. So check out Manhunter if you haven't seen that, but Silence of the Lambs. And then finally tonight, an American classic was released on this day, Wayne's World. This movie, Mike Myers had done So I Married an Axe Murderer right before this, but this is the movie that just like propelled Mike Myers to fame. Why don't you surprise? We got a few clips. Why don't you surprise me, Conrad?
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo, Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Go. That has to just be like, I remember everybody in the theater going bananas as that music kind of crescendoed. And that dude in the back seat who was passed out when they started, he just kind of starts coming to, and all of a sudden he's headbanging with the rest of them. Such a great scene. And I also remember when I was in grade school, I was on my way to a grade school basketball game. I was like in fourth grade or third grade or something like that. There was eighth graders in the car. We were carpooling. I don't know who was driving or where we were even going, but these eighth grade girls were all in a lather over the fact that they had all the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody. And they were looking at them because one of them had listened to the radio 18,000 times and written down like one word every time she had heard the song and finally had compiled the entire set of lyrics to the song. That's what it was like back in the day when I was a kid. You couldn't just Google song lyrics. That took some chutzpah. It was pretty cool. So when I saw that, and how cool for Mike Myers, like he must have been out of his mind having so much fun putting that together. That was a great scene. Do we have any more?
Yeah, I have two more actually.
Let's do one more from Wayne's World. A comedy closet.
Okay, welcome to Wayne's World. Pretty on, Garth.
Pretty on, Wayne.
Okay, we've got a new feature on Wayne's World this week, which allows us to travel through time and space. It's called Chroma Key, and it's really handy if you want to go to New York. Hey, we're in New York.
I got a gun. Let's go to a Broadway show.
I guess kids get this.
Oh, they love it.
Yo, taxi. Or maybe you prefer Hawaii. Mukalakahiki, come on, you want to lay me? Pass the poi, mahalo.
Or say you want to go to Texas. Howdy, partners. Let's raise and rope broncos. Howdy, y'all.
Or imagine being able to be magically whisked away to Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware.
I think I might actually like Garth as a character better than Wayne. Honestly, he's just like more subtle. Mike Myers is hilarious. But Garth just has that like shy, kind of funny. I don't know. Did you see all the Wayne's Worlds?
Yeah, I only saw the first one. It's so funny.
There's only two, I think.
Yeah, I didn't see the second one.
For whatever reason, I just never... Sometimes I'll see a movie and I want to let it be. I don't want to see them... Because there's so much money to be made. I get why the sequels get made. But more often than not, man, do they ruin them. They're just not that good. But that was a great film. Jorge Reyna is coming up in just a couple minutes. He's going to talk about Mad Unity, which is on right after Nightlight tonight in the Madison area. So you got to stick around, and Jorge is always fun to talk to. This guy has got his finger on the pulse. And I want to ask him, because he's a disco fan. And I grew up, I think I talked about this with Jorge before, but when I was growing up in Chicago as a kid, I lived in the city off the Kennedy Expressway, and everybody in my neighborhood hated disco. This is a neighborhood where on a really hot day, you didn't wear shorts because that meant you were a wuss. You'd take your shirt off and tuck it in the back of your tough skins, and you'd walk around shirtless while the lower half of your body felt like the equator. It was awful. So they hated disco music. I didn't know what to make of that because I loved disco growing up. I had to be a closet disco fan. But now I make no apologies. And Jorge's going to talk to us about that in just a few minutes. We will talk to Jorge about disco, what he's got coming up on Mad Unity. And who knows, if we get crazy, maybe play another clip from Wayne's World. You can get in on our question. We got a few minutes here, folks. Who is your celebrity Valentine? Let us know. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or you can text us. Keep those texts coming. So fun to read. This is Peach Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just move right we off the wall. Daylight, sky's the light, so we dance to the break down.
Let's go. Here's a high in the stars tonight. So if
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that. They react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Jorge, if you're listening, please call. Please call us. Let me see if I have his number in my... It never even occurred to me. I thought I had his number. We got to get him on the... Listen, this is a great... He's got a special Valentine's Day edition of Mad Unity on following Nightlight tonight. If you live in the Madison area, you definitely want to check this out. It's such a great show. They play great music. And I need to ask Jorge about disco so I feel better about myself. Okay, I have his number. So, Conrad, let's call him. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to shoot you that number. I'm going to text a phone number to Conrad while I'm on the air. How's that, ladies and gentlemen? Because we got to get Jorge in here. And then I have another text to read here, too. That's a good question tonight, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think we got a lot of good text activity. People, everyone has these crushes. And now, except we know Doug Heim is in love with his wife. He's that guy. Oh, I only love my wife. I only have a crush on my wife. Just teasing you, Doug. It was fun. Here's another text. I agree with you about Jackie Bissett, and I like the girl from Walking Dead. Who's that? There's so many really cool kind of kick-butt girls on The Walking Dead. I wouldn't even venture a guess. Here's another text from Papa Rico. Jorge's cool. Tell him I enjoyed making him laugh during last week's show. Papa Rico is awesome, man. You just put like Civic Media on all day and don't turn it off. That's top notch, man. That's clutch. If I could quote Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. Tomorrow night on the show, we are going to have Adam West is going to stop by again. Adam West. And I read this on the MeTV website, a great channel if you like old TV. Like the Andy Griffith Show was way before my time, but I have, when I started doing comedy, all these older comedians would talk about the Andy Griffith Show. And even when I watch it now, I'm like, okay, it's kind of cozy and everything. I just don't get the comedy in it though. Same with the Dick Van Dyke Show. Like I'll laugh when I watch the Dick Van Dyke Show, but not like, I'm not rolling on the floor. Anyway, MeTV reported that Adam West, who was Batman in the 1970s and 80s, almost did a film where he fought Godzilla. And I have a friend who can channel Adam West from beyond. And he will be here tomorrow night. Friday night on the show, Terry Barr will join us to talk Max Inc. like she does every so often on Friday nights to talk about her show on Saturday. That's like 6 hours of music live from the Civic Media Studios. Max Inc. with hosts Terry Barr and Rocker. And Mike Clemens will be here Friday because Giannis, and Conrad can attest to this. Not that I would lie to you, but Giannis has a new film coming out.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. A documentary packed with infotainment about his life. You kind of know a lot about him already, though, don't you?
Yeah, actually, I watched a documentary already on him from Disney Plus, and that was about his life in Greece and moving to America to pursue his dream in the NBA.
Oh, this guy really gets around.
He actually started in soccer.
No, I mean with the movie. Like, this is his second documentary. Are they covering a whole different chapter in his life? Do we know? It's on Prime. I know that. And it drops February 19th. So we'll talk to Mike about that on Friday. But when was the other documentary? When did that come out?
I think that came out last year, around the same time.
What if he was just, like, using aliases to get documentaries? That would be pretty cool. He wants to be a movie star. All right, I think Jorge's probably preparing for his show. So we don't need Jorge on the show. He's a great addition, but frankly, just check out Mad Unity. It's on right after this show if you're in the Madison area. Oh, Aunt Carla, she liked the Adam West talk. OMG, says Aunt Carla from Baraboo, channeling her inner Taylor Swift, the original Adam West Batman. He was great. That was the only Batman I knew as a kid, so I totally accepted him, and I watched it. And as I understand it, when they started making Batmans in the 90s, I think Joel Schumacher was the first director, and he cast Michael Keaton. I want to say Adam West wanted to play Batman and was kind of offended that they didn't ask, even though he was like in his late 50s and had a gut. Like, that doesn't really strike fear into your adversaries. Hey, we have do we have another Wayne's World clip?
Yeah, we do.
Let's play that one, Conrad.
Uh-oh, don't look. Stacy.
Where?
Stacy.
Oh, God, I made eye contact.
Happy anniversary, Wayne.
Stacy, we broke up 2 months ago.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't still go out.
Well, it does, actually. That's what breaking up is.
Will, are you going to go to the gasworks tonight?
No. No!
Don't you want to open your present?
If it's a severed head, I'm going to be very upset.
Open it.
Okay. What is it?
It's a gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack. Yeah, right. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I going to do with a gun rack?
You don't like it? Fine. You know, Wayne, if you're not careful, you're gonna lose me.
I lost you 2 months ago. Are you mental? We broke
Are
up.
You mental?
Get the net.
That's Mike Myers in Wayne's World. Doug Heim is a Green Bay institution. Mike Myers is an American institution. If you haven't seen the movie Saw I Married an Axe Murderer, very out there, but very funny too.
Hey, so Jorge actually just called in.
Oh, he did. Is he online?
But we're actually almost out of time. So he just wanted me to say that you're killing him with the Batman information, because actually Adam West was on in the 60s, and Burton produced the one with Michael Keaton.
Tim Burton, that's right. Joel Schumacher did the one with George Clooney where he had the man nipples on the suit. I got my Batman's mixed. There, it doesn't matter anyway, because it's Christopher Nolan that revived the franchise and made Batman cool again. I don't really care about any other Batman. But one of them will be here tomorrow night. And Mike Clemens will be here Friday. Terry Barr will be here Friday. We got a lot more Nightlight coming up the rest of the week. Thank you so much for spending Valentine's Day with me. You're all my Valentines. And we'll see you back here tomorrow night at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Tune in this week to Busted Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.